Joel chapter 2, verse 23 to 27. Joel 2, 23 to 27. Be glad then, ye children of Zion. Somebody give the Lord a shout of rejoicing. For he has given you the former rain moderately. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, which has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. And that I am the Lord your God. And none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Very quickly, in 10 to 15 minutes, what is the effect of the rain? Like I said, there is no movement out. Hold your peace until the last grace is shown. Those moving towards the goodness gate, just a trickle of people, I don't know if it's restroom, they are going, just sit down. Ushers at that end, ensure that that movement is stopped, because there's two important things to do before we close until we go. The effect of the rain. When the latter and the former rain falls, what do we expect? Number one, the explosion of the word. He said, your floors shall be full of wheat. Wheat is the precursor for bread. And bread is a symbol of the word. A word explosion. When the rain falls, the word must explode. Every revival that does not come along with the explosion of the word will not last. Anything that is built on only gifts has no future. God's mercy and God's agenda is to give us word insight in the seasons of revival. Number two is the explosion of the flow of the Spirit. It is, and the fats shall be full of wine. Wine talks about the flow of the Spirit, the flow of the supernatural. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. What wine is in the physical is what the Spirit is. This is where we have the explosion of the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, is under spirits. Working of miracles, miracle working faith. The gifts of prophecy, diversities of tongues, interpretation of tongues. It's an explosion. Number three is the explosion of the anointing. Wine and oil. The anointing becomes stronger in the season of the rain. Apostolic anointing, prophetic anointing, evangelistic anointing, pastoral anointing, teaching anointing, miracle working anointing. Number four, which is very important for all of us, is the restoration of years. The restoration of years.
in this situation, what the enemy stole throughout your lifetime can be restored in a year. I will restore to you the years. There are people seated here today. There are things Satan took from you and took from your father's house. I announce, I decree, and I prophesy, they are restored. They shall be restored. They are restored. Part of the restoration of years is the capacity to achieve in 1 year what people used to achieve in 30 years. Is to achieve in a very short time. I believe that the end time revival is going to happen such that a man steps into a nation and the nation is on fire under 24 hours, under 72 hours. It just arrived like a volcano, arrived like a tsunami. And before you can say, praise the Lord, a whole nation is just quaking. Because one revival flame of fire just arrived. We don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. A quick walk will the Lord do and cut it short in righteousness. We are in the days when God is about to speed up things. Speed up things in your life. Speed up things in your ministry. Speed up things in our nation. Speed up things in our generation. If somebody is about to see the kind of speed you never saw before, you will shout the loudest, amen. That's right. And under the next 3 months, this is a prophecy. 3 months takes us to November. It takes us to 25th anniversary. Within the next 3 months, extranatural speed, supernatural speed. Hey! What you have not been able to see in 3 years, what you have not been able to see even in 10 years. Somebody here, you've been pastoring for 10 years, you don't have a church structure. Within the next 3 months, God is going to give you property that will amaze you. What you have not been able to see in 10 years, in 3 years, in 7 years, what your father did not see in his lifetime. Within the next few months, God will be ushering you into that realm. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Lift your right and say in the name of Jesus, I am experiencing supernatural speed, unusual speed, the restoration of years. I am experiencing it now. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. This is another thing that will happen. When you take one step within the next 3 months, you will see the result of 100 steps. It will appear as if you took 100 steps. It will appear as if you took 1,000 steps. It will appear as if you took 500 steps. Effort is going to begin to produce very drastic effect. That is the theme of this convention. The reign of revival. The restoration of years. Somebody felt, I have been left behind. Get ready. The speed of the overtaker is coming. He said, pursue, overtake, and without fail, recover. Hey! The speed of the overtaker is coming upon you. Lift your voice and say, Father, I receive the restoration of years. Dr. Robert Leadon will tell us that Smith Wigglesworth's wife was more fervent in the spirit before Smith, such that Smith was still a drunkard and would lock her out for going to church. But when Smith came in, he just shifted to a dimension that was far beyond whatever the wife knew. Paul the apostle was the late comer that became the frontliner. Somebody shifting forward, say amen. Say it louder, amen. Say the Lord must amen.
Lift your hand, say in the name of Jesus, I receive the restoration of years.
Number five is the explosion of supplies. You shall eat in plenty. In Acts of the Apostles, there was not anyone among them that lacked, because there was both supplies and generosity. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. The season of struggle, ministerially and financially, is over forever. Every pastor that is here, let me give you about 5 to 7 keys to ministry finances. This structure was built debt-free, not a loan, not an overdraft. Millions of dollars. That translates to, calculate it in our own naira, the roof is in millions of dollars, the roof alone. Not to talk of the bare ground. The bare ground. That one was plenty, plenty. Number one, that is 5A. Possess a God first attitude. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Number B, possess a strong revelation of supernatural supplies, strong insight. Because the things that are revealed are the things that are released. Deuteronomy 29:29. Third, exist as a committed covenant practitioner. Obeying the law of giving and receiving, sowing and reaping. Genesis 8:22. Was that number three? Number four. Secure an open heaven over the ministry through the practice of tithing and giving. The ministry as a whole. Not just you as an individual giving, but the ministry. There is personal tithe and there is corporate tithe. You tithe as a person, give as a person. The ministry gives as an organization. Your company gives as an institution. Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 to 10. 5. Are you ready for 5? Take the lead in the practice of giving and sacrifice. The pastor, the leader, the person who is the president, take the lead in the practice of sacrifice and giving. Take the lead. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, from verse 1 all the way to verse 5. David talked about his giving. How he gave so much, and he said, and who will follow my example? A non-tithing pastor will produce a non-tithing church. A non-giving pastor will produce a non-giving church. When you call for sacrifice, you should be ahead. Never take an offering with an empty hand. Bring your offering and your own hand is empty. That is an abomination. You take the lead. Am I communicating at all? Number 6. Teach the people scriptural principles of supernatural supplies. Teach them. You can only expect where you have impacted. Teach the people the laws. Don't just ask people to give. Let them know why. Teach them. 6 or 7 now. Continuously release the blessing of the Lord upon the people. Continuously. On this wise shall the priest bless the people. Having taught the people, let the blessing rest upon them, rest on the work of their hands, rest on their effort, so that they can practice the teaching. That was Numbers chapter 6, verse 23 to 27. Was that point number 7? 8. Absolutely look away from every human source. Absolutely look away from every human source. Never make a man. I've said that before. The sponsor of your ministry. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 18, all the way to verse 21. Go on. Go on. Go on. And the king of Sodom said, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe lashed, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou should say, I have made Abraham rich. Look away from human pockets. Was that number 7? Was that number 7? That was number 8. Am I communicating at all? Respect everybody, but look to no one but God. 9. Absolutely trust God for supernatural supplies, having looked away from man. Absolutely trust God. I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. Psalm 121, verse 1 to the end. My help cometh from the Lord. Absolutely. Do you know what this will make you do? When you absolutely look up to God, you will completely escape the trap of begging and borrowing. In most places, borrowing is normal, but it is an anti-covenant practice because the borrower is always the servant of the lender. And it says, be not servants of men. Hallelujah. Was that number 9? Number 10. Continuously praise God for what He brings. Continuously. Continuously praise God. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And Jesus lifted the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and gave thanks and He multiplied. You want to see financial multiplication? Be given to appreciation. Don't keep saying the money we get in the offering is not enough to do anything in ministry. Let me tell you, if you depend on offering, you will be frustrated. If you depend on offering, you may end frustrated. Because my God shall supply all your needs according to the Sunday offering count. Hallelujah. He can make somebody who doesn't come to church at all to give an offering that cannot be counted to give a seed that can't be counted in the church offering for 1 year. That is, when he is, I'm not talking theory. That is, when he is made the source, the supplier. Somebody say amen. And every time you come to an occasion like this, make it an opportunity to drop something. An opportunity to link up with grace that is available. And you see, when the river flows into an ocean, it cannot dry. Very, very important. Don't wait until they say, oh, want to take a sacrifice. If you have this gift, don't just give sacrificially. Live sacrificially. Sacrificial living is superior to sacrificial giving. If it is not called, you call it by yourself. Somebody say amen. This is one of the syllabuses, one of the things we're meant to handle in the afternoon sessions. The afternoon sessions that could not hold because of the overlap of the service. I see somebody on your way returning back to where you have come from. You will meet a supernatural supply that will amaze you. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. Did you get anything from that just now? Go and work on it. Work it out. When we come next time, I will talk more about wisdom. Management wisdom, the avoidance of waste and so on. But we don't have the time right now. So number 5 is the explosion of supplies. Number 6, the explosion of joy and fulfillment. They shall eat and be satisfied. I'll need to round off now. The explosion of joy and fulfillment in the Lord. Everywhere there is a revival, there is joy explosion. Number 7, the explosion of the wonders of God. God who dealt wondrously. When the rain falls, the wonders multiply. The wonders multiply. The wonders multiply. Number 8. It is the explosion of honor and dignity. My people shall know honor, not shame. The church will become dignified. Even though there will be persecutions, there may be persecutions. But in Acts of the Apostles chapter 5 verse 13, in the revival they said, people did not easily join themselves to them. They placed them in a class of their own. The people magnify them. Those who are angry that churches, pastors, and Christians are so respected and honored, they have seen nothing yet. You heard yesterday that jet owners considered it an honor to make Catherine Coleman fly their jet, private jet, to crusade grounds in various places. We have done crusades before where 3 private jets were waiting on us. I'm sure some of you who went with us in Akwa Ibom State, you saw that. They were struggling for... You know what we did? I told one of them, I said, we followed this one to go. Please, just permit us to follow the other one to come. Our luggage can remain here. So that these people don't feel bad. 3. So cameramen enter the jet. What else? Media people enter the jet. Sound engineers, ushers, some protocol officers. They were there. Those who are saying that the church has seen honor, we have seen nothing yet. I prophesy to somebody here. Every trace of shame in your life is uprooted right now. Is cleaned out. Is deleted. Shout the loudest. Amen. And number 9 is the explosion of the knowledge of God. One miracle can preach 1,000 sermons. Is the explosion of the knowledge of God. People begin to know God like never before. They know Him from the preaching, and they know Him from the miracles. Finally, number 10 is the explosion of the climate of His presence. They will know that the Lord is in the midst of you. The explosion of the climate of His presence. Where you move and you can feel God. There is something in the air. Something that makes you to feel God. Somebody say aloud, amen. A feelable, tangible presence of God. And what is the key to all this revival? We were told yesterday, let the priest and the ministers of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. And let them say, spare thy people. Repentance, praying. Repentance, praying. Repentance, praying. Lord, forgive us, forgive our land, forgive our nation. We need this rain. And then it makes the rain to fall. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Take your seat as if the standing up took you by surprise, so you can stand up well with a bigger shout now. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Lift your hands high up. We are going to do 3 things and we are done this morning. Lift your hands up and begin to give Him the praise. Lift your hands and give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. We are going to lift up our expectation. We are going to, after that, we are going to do the torchlight thing again. And thirdly, we shall receive those who need to make their way right with God. Lift up your hands now with the expectations lifted up. Just begin to thank God. If you don't have an expectation, just lift up your bare hand.
How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? All will see how great.
Wave it up.
How great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, sing. All will see, all will see how great, how great is our God.
Lift it high up now. Before I make declarations, everyone that is here this morning on this ground, lift it up still. On this ground, in all the levels of the gallery, including those watching on the satellite or the internet, you want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You say, Pastor, I want to repent. Anywhere you are, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need you in my life. Save me. Change me. Deliver me from the power of darkness. Help me to live for you, Lord. And thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Amen. Those who pray that prayer, can you wave your hand? Let me see you. Wave it. All right. Quickly rush to the front here. From all the gallery levels, rush to the frontier. I'll give you the count of 15. While they are doing that, the rest of us, you are just waving your papers and just trusting God to put a seal on what you have received so far. I'll give you the count of 15. Don't be the last to come. Be the first to come and hand over your life to Jesus tonight. One. Quickly. Don't be the last to come. Be the first. Two. Three. Five.
I live for Jesus.
Six.
Day of today.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus.
Seven.
Let come what may. The Holy Spirit.
Nine.
I live for Jesus.
Ten.
Day of today.
11. 12. 13. 14. 15. Just 1 minute. Wave it still. At the praise and power gate there. Ushers, what are you doing there? Movement is restricted until we have shared the grace. Hallelujah. If you are bound by an addiction, tobacco smoking, pornographic life, drunkenness, or any such lifestyle, and you want to be free, also rush to the front here. I'll give you another count of 15. Again, wave these papers in your hand and just begin to thank God for what is therein. One, again. Go ahead.
Give him your life.
Two.
quickly come forward and make it right to Jesus.
He's waiting for you. Give him your life.
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 He's waiting for you.
Why don't you give him your life?
Jesus is knocking.
Give him your
life.
Give him your life.
He's waiting for you.
Why don't you give him your life? Give him your life. Give it, give it, your love.
Waiting for you.
Why don't you give him your love? Give him your love. Give him your love. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Give him your
love. Give him your love.
He's waiting for you.
Hallelujah. It is done. Wave it to the King of Kings now. Can you use your two hands so you on your touch with one hand? And then leave the paper with another hand. That's right. That's right. That's right. Every trace of darkness on that expectation is dissolved. Go ahead and pray in the spirit for a moment. Shatatatatat. In the name of Jesus, lift it high up. First of all, I release the blessing upon everyone who has come from far and near. Everyone who has come from Nigeria and from around the world. Jehovah God shall take you back safely. The Bible said the servant will return with joy. With joy you shall return. Everyone here today, trusting God for a testimony, your testimonies are permanent. Everything written on your papers and expectation has now turned into your manifestation. It has become your experience. The angels of restoration, angels of the covenant, that minister here on this altar and upon this ministry, they are released on assignment on your behalf. And they are released to release your results. Angels of divine encounter that visit people in the dream of the night and change their stories, they are released upon your case. As you sleep and wake up this morning, you shall have diverse positive supernatural encounters in the name of Jesus.
Whatever is a mystery around your life, Jehovah shall unveil it. Every light, revelation, or insight you need to change your story, Jehovah shall release it for you. I call it dawn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' precious name. Still wave the light for 1 minute more, and then you hear what I'm about to say. Hey, what a sea, what a sea of light, a sea of light. I decree that your family, your light, your business, your marriage shall be flooded with light. Nigeria shall be flooded with light. The states of Nigeria shall be flooded with light. Your nation shall be flooded with light. Your country shall be flooded with light. In the name of Jesus.